North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding number 7 is about Native identity. It states, individual and communal identity is defined and supported by shared Native languages, kinship systems, teoshpae, clan structures, traditional teachings, values, sacred laws, and ceremonies. A continuum of tribal identity, unique to each individual, ranges from assimilated to traditional lifestyle. There is no generic American Indian.
In this episode of Dakota Date Book, we'll hear from Sydney Bird, enrolled member of the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate, telling about his birth story.
I was able to follow in the footsteps of my grandfather. Yeah. So I'm now the oldest member of this tribe. I'll be 96 in December. When I was born, there was no sign of life. There was a flu epidemic all over the world, a Spanish flu epidemic. That epidemic killed more people than all the casualties of the First World War. When I was, my grandmother acted as a midwife and delivered me. You can't do that anymore, you have to be certified. But in those days, we did what we had to do. She told grandfather, we have a new grandson, but there's no sign of life. Pray for him. Took this little bundle and held it up and he prayed, made an impassioned plea. There was a pitiful cry. Grandmother got all excited. He's alive, he's alive. He took that little receiving blanket. He saw a skinny little boy. They knew I wasn't going to make it. So she said, at least he ought to have a name. So again, grandfather helped me up and he baptized me. Grandfather's prayers were answered. I've outlived all my relatives. Yeah. I've fallen into his footsteps.
Yeah. I'm Scott Simpson. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org.
Dakota Date Book is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.